So, hi everybody. You may have seen the note that we had a last minute change in the schedule for today. And Harrison and I were talking last night about whether we should cancel or whether we should go forward. And we decided that we would go forward, but that we would have an open agenda. We have really, I think, one of the things I love is that we have so many great speakers that are coming to talk with us. And so we've kind of filled that calendar and it hasn't given us the opportunity to really like just have some free time, I guess is what I'm after. And so that's what we're going to do today. And I think what I'll do is kind of go through just really quickly, you know, that one, we're going to abide by the code of ethics. I think everybody on this group has been around for a while, so they've heard me say that lots of times. I think probably everyone here is also already a member. But if you're not, I hope that you know we definitely want everyone to participate, that being a part of a community group at W3C means that it's open to all and actually all are needed to participate in the conversation. That we do keep record of these meetings via the chat and audio recording so that you can go back and listen to one that you may have missed for a conflict, and also so that we just can kind of keep an ongoing record of what's being discussed. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, the next thing, as most of you know, on our agenda usually is introductions. And we invite new people to introduce themselves and share a little bit with the community, or to reintroduce themselves and share a little bit about who they are and why they've joined. But today we are actually going to ask everyone, and this is a perfect size room to do this in, to take a few minutes to introduce themselves and talk a little bit about their involvement in the community. Let's see. So sort of like who you are. And so I'm going to give you these in the chat so that you've got them. Number one, who you are. Number two, how long you've been a part of this community and the things that interest you. And then three, maybe kind of what you do outside of CCG. And then I guess fourth, Dimitri, has to be what your imaginary Halloween costume would be. And dang it, since I'm already have the mic, I have to go first, and I don't know what my Halloween costume is, but I'll think about it. So I'm Kimberly Wilson-Linson, and I'm one of the co-chairs here at CCG. And I've been involved in this community for about actually almost 4 years. My primary background is in education, and I stumbled into the world of credentials 4 years ago, and stumbled not only into the world of credentials, but into the world of standards and understanding what a protocol is and a specification. And that has been really eye-opening for me to understand the need. First of all, just like why that is so important, and being able to have standards that we can rely on to help us do the things that we want to do with credentials. And so that brings me to sort of my day job. I work for a company called Randa Solutions. We provide education software to state governments for credential licensure, teacher effectiveness, observations, evaluation, kind of the workflow management systems. And I sit at the intersection of that work and our credentials work, which is really the idea that all of those systems require the users to input various credentials, which previous to now, we're all sort of, you know, PDFs and screenshots and self-attestations. And now we're moving in the direction of being able to have them input those by verifiable credential. So that's the work that I'm doing. And lastly, the only thing I can think of is that I'd want to wear like a really amazing if I could just snap my fingers, right? No money's getting spent, no need for me to go procure anything. I can just snap my fingers and be in my costume. I guess maybe it's like the fairy godmother from Cinderella, right? Like I'd like to have like a really huge, gigantic dress and a magic wand wouldn't hurt. So, all right. So I have introduced myself. We can do this one of two ways. I can call on folks, and, make sure that everybody gets a chance to go, or we can just have, folks jump in and go off mic. What do you think, Harrison?
I'll jump in second. It's okay. Fine. I think people can raise their hand, if they don't feel comfortable. It's fine. So I'm Harrison Tang. I'm one of the co-chairs of W3C CCG. So I've been involved in the CCG for the last year, a little bit more than a year. So I'm relatively new, but not really a newbie anymore. So my day job is I'm the co-founder and CEO of Spokio. So we're one of the biggest people search identity verification service in the United States that aggregates about 19 billion records. And we do entity resolution into about 600 million entities to help about 15 million users a month to search, connect, and know who they're dealing with. So I come from a different angle of the identity, which by the way, in my industry, they also call themselves identity service, but it's more on the data side of things. So big data, data aggregation, and then on top of that will be machine learning and things like that. So, you know, one of the dreams I always have is self-sovereign identity. Actually, it was in our industry, I call it consent-based search, but it's the same concept. It's about involving the data subjects into the identity transactions. So I have always been interested in that for the last 12 years or so. And I stumbled across, this discipline and open standard bodies and just one thing lead to the other that I'm here today. So, I think earlier Kimberly, mentioned about, if I'm going to wear something or my favorite Halloween costume, I would say my favorite one would be the one that my wife made for me, to be like a SpongeBob. It looks really real. So that one is probably the most memorable one. All right, who want to go next? All right, sorry, I'm going to break my rule. I'm going to call on Adrian. Adrian, you want to start? You want to go next?
I have a list now too, Harrison.
So. All right,
okay. I'll go next. So I'm Adrian Grappa. I've been a member of this community since as far back as it's been remembered. My interest is in demonstrating the use of verifiable credentials in the context of person-centered or self-sovereign agents. I do this as a volunteer, unpaid volunteer, and in particular, I am trying to evangelize the use of GNAP because it is a delegation-first and agent-oriented standard as the way to handle verifiable credentials. And I think last week's meeting with Justin was a milestone of clarity as to why a user-centric or the user-centric request model is the way of the future for digital credentials. Thanks.
Adrian, do you have a favorite Halloween costume?
No, but if I don't do anything at all, I might go as Rasputin.
Okay. I like it. I was going to say that you were one of the very first people that I met and had an opportunity to hear in this community. And one of the things that you gave me was, as a liberal arts kid and not a technology kid at the time, and maybe not even really a kid, but person, I you helped me see that the connection of all of this technical work to sort of the greater underpinnings of philosophy, and got me very, very like helped me see the context. So, anybody else want to jump in next, or you want me to call on somebody? Well, I can just move on down this list. How about Brandy? Will you introduce yourself?
Hey, Kimberly. Brandy Delancey, co-owner, Life Equipped. Susan Stroud, my co-owner, has been engaged with VCED for about a year now, and we're starting to branch out, and I'm getting more engaged at Life Equipped. I'm really focused on the business product side of things, and my favorite Halloween costume ever. I'm going backwards as well, Kimberly, instead of projecting out to easier, was Medusa.
Oh, that's a great one. I love it. Brandy, would you take just like, give us your 2-sentence blurb on what Life Equipped is, because I don't think everyone knows, and it's really cool.
So we were founded with the mission of improving the well-being of our military service members and veterans. And there's a great story behind that. So in doing discovery for our first product, we learned that transition between when they're exiting the military, between being a military service member and a civilian is really the biggest pain point of the entire experience. So we developed an app that is out there currently. It's a bit cumbersome, but, you know, the 170 tasks that a military service member has to check off when they're leaving the military is very cumbersome in and of itself. So that was our MVP one. And now we're trying to figure out how we can better serve them going forward.
Great. Thank you. All right. I guess the other thing that you can do is you can put yourself on the queue, which is what Erica just did. So Erica, I will go ahead and call on you.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Great. I'm Erica Connell. I have been around this space since 2016-ish. I got involved through Rebooting the Web of Trust, and I'm currently on the board with Rebooting. My day job is I work with Legendary Requirements. I am the producer of the Rubric podcast that Legendary produces about DIDs and DID methods. We've had many of you on talking about them, and we'll continue to do that. And as for Halloween, my background is in theater and film. I have a degree in directing, so I really enjoy costumes that have a really fun kind of stage makeup-y thing going on. And this year I did one with colored contacts, and I never did that before. I always wanted to do that because it kind of completes a whole look. So I did cool red, crazy looking contacts with a red Blood Moon witch costume.
Very cool. Can you just buy those colored contacts at like the Halloween store?
You can. Yeah. And they usually have a selection of, you know, weird colors and interesting things. And, yeah, it works out.
I guess my problem would be that, because I wear contacts on a regular basis, I would be able to wear the colored contacts, but then I wouldn't be able to actually see anything.
I have that same challenge. I'm sure that this is contraindicated, but I just put the colored contacts right on top of my regular contacts. That was on the weekend just for a couple of hours for a Halloween party.
Okay.
But I was surprised it worked. I think.
All right. This is, you are learning so much. We're learning. I love it. all right. Does anyone else want to put themselves on the queue, or you want me to call on somebody? All right, Dimitri, you're up next.
All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Dimitri Zagadilin. I'm a software engineer. I guess standards, I'm on a lot of standards calls. So I consult for several companies. One of them's MIT's Digital Credentials Consortium, where I'm a lead technical architect on the Learner Credential Wallet, which is an open source mobile app for verifiable credentials and DIDs, for students and employees and so on. We also have open source issuer and verifier software. I also do some work with Phil Long with regards to helping the HR industry sort of onboard into the credential world. And I'm also part of a consulting cooperative that does general work in VCs and DIDs. Yeah, that's it. Oh, costume. Erica or somebody asked, Kimberly asked earlier what I would go as this Halloween, and I would say as a formal objection to, you know, a W3C spec.
I love it. It's so great. All right. We've got folks now putting themselves on the queue, and the first one up is Phil.
Can you hear me okay? Hello, hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Always uncertain about that with my machine. So I'm Phil Long. I've been with this group for a couple of years now. And I put myself on the queue because I do work with Dimitri on the T3 related activities, which is intent on trying to leverage verifiable credentials as a primary mechanism to recognize skills and abilities in the context of employment and opportunities, as well as promotion within companies, to use it as a mechanism for doing that, and therefore to facilitate or encourage issuers to be more seriously attentive to descriptions of skills and abilities in the experiences they provide learners. And I say that after having been for 38 years in higher ed, and so I originally was a behavioral ecologist and ornithologist. And then the training in animal behavior I found particularly useful for higher education and academia, and in particular administrative work. So that's been helpful. More recently in the standards, have become interested in the standards and also in the mechanisms by which standards get developed. I find it somewhat quixotic at this point, but I'm still learning. As far as the notion of a costume for Halloween, I spent a lot of time in South America doing work on Patagonia when I was a behavioral ecologist and became very enamored of the gauchos down there. So I have a real costume that involves the paraphernalia and the like that gauchos wear, and had this initial dream when I was an early academic. I've been doing a lot of behavioral observations and such from horseback. So I became somewhat able to do horseback riding while doing other things at the same time. So that's my costume. Thanks.
Thanks, Phil. I've known you now for a long time, and we've done some work together. And like, I loved learning that about you. That is fascinating. So cool. And I can picture you in your gaucho costume. No problem. All right. Let's see. I think Wendy, I think you put yourself on the
queue. Let's give that a try.
Yeah, we can hear you great.
Great. Thanks. It's so much fun to get to hear a little bit more about folks on the call. I'm Wendy Seltzer. After 10 years as strategy lead and counsel with World Wide Web Consortium, I moved to Two Cows to do a project on user-centric identity and governance. And very happy to be participating in this group and in others, trying to figure out how we bring all of the technical work together in a system that users can rely on and trust to serve their needs. As many of you also know, that's a long-term project. But I'm appreciating that the insights from others who are working in different aspects of it. Dimitri's suggestion of costuming as a formal objection reminded me of a costume I had constructed, red tape.
That's good.
That's really good. I love it. I might have to steal that one because that is that's a really good one.
It may or may not have borrowed the trade dress of scotch tape.
Amazing.
Yes, so great. Wendy, it was so nice to meet you in person just a few weeks ago at IIW. So I really enjoyed hearing you in a couple of sessions that I was in. So thank you. All right. Let's see. Let me check the queue and see if anyone has added themselves. And if not, I will call on the next person on my list, which is Charles.
Hi, I'm Charles, and I'm happy to be here. Costume-wise, to start with that, if I can, my go-to would be cat, as you might guess. But I also like the idea of historical figures, some historical figure. But I also like the idea of abstract entity, like has been suggested, like maybe a verifiable credential or just a QR code or something could be amusing. So I'm an independent consultant right now, doing things with verifiable credentials and DIDs, and I became involved here 3 years ago, and I think that's mostly it. Wish you all a good day.
Thanks, Charles. Charles did a lot of work on the PlugFest that we just had a few weeks ago as well, and is an issuer, actually the only, I think, independent issuer on the BC API Playground. So you can go and issue yourself one of Charles's credentials. So thank you. Let's see. Okay. Going down my list, Hiroyuki. Actually, you know what? I made this list at the beginning and it looks like Hiroyuki's dropped. All right, Jeff. Oh, Jeff needs a mic moment. Okay, you're up next. All right, now I feel like I've got to verify my list against my paper list against the list here. So going down this list, Kalia, I see you up next.
Hi. What's the actual prompt?
Oh, the actual prompt is three things. Introduce yourself and how you're connected to this community, how long you've been here, the kinds of things that you've done or are interested in, what you do sort of outside, your day job. And then lastly, you can tell your favorite past Halloween costume, or if you could snap your fingers and be anything you wanted for a future Halloween, you can tell us what that is.
Okay, great. Thank you. My name's Kalia. My handle online is Identity Woman. I've been blogging with that as the title of my blog since 2005, when Doc Searles insisted everybody in the community get a blog and start writing. I think it's still one of the reasons the community is really open, is because blogging is more open than a mailing list. Not that we didn't have mailing lists, but the blogs kind of complemented all that and got new people in. I'm not really even sure when I joined the Verifiable Credentials mailing list. I think it was probably sometime after Manu. Like, there was a whole thread working on some of this stuff. apart from what we called the user-centric digital identity community, and then like Manu came to rebooting Web of Trust, and I helped facilitate that one at Microsoft in New York, and then the kind of two communities merged into one big community working on the same set of problems. So that was fun. What do I do now? I have a consultancy with my colleague Lucy. We are doing lots of fun stuff, including our kind of favorite, which
did we lose Kalia or is it just me?
Not just you. We lost you, Kalia.
Different organizations to help them with their convening and strategy and stuff. So one of our clients is the Open Wallet Foundation right now.
I think it seems like she's going in and out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mic issues abound. Yes. Okay, Kalia, I'm gonna have Jeff go, although looks like Jeff with his mic issues, yes, is not here right now either. So Nick, you're up.
Hi all, my name's Nick Doty. I'm a senior technologist at the Center for Democracy and Technology. I'm long-time participant in web standards around privacy in particular. I co-chair the privacy interest group, and I'm particularly interested in credentials because of the privacy and free expression and sort of equity and discrimination issues that are possible with the proliferation of high assurance credentials about people. And so that's the topic that we're working on in the privacy interest group, and that is relevant across many working groups at W3C or other standards bodies. In terms of Halloween costumes, my newborn went as a blueberry this year that we enjoyed.
Oh, that is very cute. I love it. Nick, where is the Center for Democracy and Technology located?
It's a nonprofit organization with offices in DC and Brussels, but I'm here in Durham, North Carolina.
Okay. I'm here in Washington, DC, and with a name like Center for Technology and Democracy, I thought for sure you had to have an office here. So, great. Well, I'm glad to have you here. Let's see. Okay. I think Jeff joined again. Yes, Jeff, you're up.
Hi there. Is this working?
Working great.
Fantastic. Sorry about that. And boy, I wanted to hear what Kalia's Halloween costume was going to be. Missed that. My name is Jeff. I am in my sixth year of following this community. I am a computer guy / digital anthropologist at this point. Put the first computers on the shelves at Best Buy in 1988 and have watched the evolution of people's relationships with tech and how that is made its way into their lives. One of my key phrases I reference a lot is what I call a person's real IT, which is a relationship they choose to have or not have with information technologies. And those real IT relationship choices reflect into people's reality. So a lot of the work I bring to IIW is the idea of sort of the yin-yang between people and systems. If you could imagine a yin-yang, I sort of see myself certainly in either one of those portions of the yin-yang, if sometimes not both. Yet probably the most valuable place for me is the thin line between the two sections, that little membrane there, that interpretive layer, that layer of action and acting. So that's pretty much my gig. I will say the first year and a half of listening to you all was like what I called NASA talk, but I have actually gotten to understand a fair portion of it, which I'm very, very grateful for. I'll also say that one of the greatest gifts I have when I leave this community is to step out to the people I work with. I don't know of very many people in our community who actually work on computers with people daily. I do get to take the news of you all and the good effort and intentions and heart and mind of this community and assure people that there are wonderful, wonderful people out there working in the interest of respectful tech. So you all give me a great gift to carry forward. In regards to a Halloween costume, my favorite Halloween costume was probably being a dad of a kid who was trick-or-treating. I would pull a garden cart wagon that was all decorated up with glow sticks and amazing things. Each year it was different. I kind of dressed like a guy who would be on a horse, but not so much wearing a gaucho as maybe an oilskin duster and a cowboy hat. So I looked a little shady, a little creepy as I'm pulling things along. But my kid's big anymore. We don't get to do that stuff. So if I were to dress up now, I would like to dress up as Bruce Lee in the form of being water so that I can flow. That's it. Thank you all.
I love it. And I now have big kids too. My youngest just announced that he was not going to be dressing up for Halloween. And Nick, I was thinking very much back to the blueberry days. So enjoy
yeah, it's it. It's a stinger. Yeah, absolutely enjoy it. And the red tape stuff is great. All right, yeah. I'm out.
So great. All right. So Kalia, we heard a little bit about what your consulting group is doing, but if you want to kind of summarize that in one, you know, like fell swoop, like repeat what you said, just in case it got dropped. And then everyone after you dropped was very disappointed not to know what your Halloween costume would be. So, I will give it back to you.
Okay. My firm works with companies in the space on strategy and also our favorite writing open source analysis reports that are sponsored by various people who want clear communication to support clarity. And one of our clients right now is the Open Wallet Foundation. We're working with them on convenings as well and strategy. My mother was an elementary school teacher. And so she often was a really great witch. She was tall like I was. I'm quite tall. But I have to say, red tape and formal objection really won my heart today as good Halloween costumes. So.
I totally agree.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Like an IETF Halloween party, that would be funny. Anyways, okay.
A theme. Some year when we're all together, we'll have to have a theme.
Well, guess what? Next fall is the last day of IEW's Halloween. So,
well, there we go. We're gonna have to have a lottery for who gets to go as red tape. Yeah, we'll have to think about that. But no, that's really fun. That I can't wait. Okay, Vanessa.
Hi, everyone. I am actually Harrison's assistant, so I'm in the background helping schedule everything, but it's been great learning about everything at W3C. I obviously knew nothing when I joined, so it's been pretty interesting. I learned a lot about Web3, so it's interesting to learn all of this as well on the identity side. And I joined, I believe, in March when I joined Spokio with Harrison. And then for Halloween, I think I haven't dressed up in years, but I think my favorite Halloween costume was, I think, a couple of years ago. We all made giant costumes and we were all different fruits. And I was watermelon. So that was probably what I would like to be for Halloween again this year if I were to dress up.
That's great. I love it. And Vanessa, it's so nice to meet you. And so I'm going to have just a moment, you know, to thank you for all that you are doing behind the scenes to schedule and get the meeting minutes and recordings posted. I can't even begin to tell you how grateful I am for that.
Of course. Thank you all for it's interesting as well. So I enjoy joining this on Tuesday mornings.
I think as I look down the list that I got everyone. No, I did not. Did I, Ted? You're next.
Be careful what you wish for. So I am Ted Thibodeau. I'm with OpenLink Software, where I've been since December of 2000. I've been involved in identity and privacy and linked data and RDF and all those sorts of things for at least 15 years. I can't quite find the first participation that I was visible on. But I've been receiving various lists since at least then. And if you put in a pull request on anything on those lines, whether in a community group or a working group, you've probably seen me poking at your grammar and your punctuation, because clarity of communication is vital in all of these areas. As far as costumes go, I typically fail to think of anything close to the holiday. My ideas come at the wrong times of the year. So when it does come to the holiday, I reach back for terrible puns and have been seen as a serial killer with a box of your favorite cereal, actually whatever is cheapest that day, suspended by a hangman's noose and with a knife through the box, that sort of thing. I've also been all that and a bag of chips, because, you know, chips are always good and easy to acquire.
Those are great, great ideas. I love it. Well, I really appreciate, for those of you that are new to the community, Ted is a wealth of information and again, that context. And so if you have a question about sort of, the overall sort of how we got where we all right. Anybody else that hasn't introduced themselves? I also really enjoyed getting to know everyone a little bit more today, and this was great, actually. So the next thing on, if I were going through the agenda, the normal agenda, the next thing on the list would be announcements and reminders. So let's go ahead and follow that. And does anybody have any announcements or reminders for the community about things that are going on or important things that we need to be aware of? Phil.
Yes, I mentioned this at a call the other day, but the Skills Forward RFP for end-to-end use of verifiable credentials in the process of issuing, aggregating into a digital wallet, forming into a presentation as part of the job application and its consumption by an employer to consider an applicant's quality and suitableness for a position, is going to be closing November 8th, I believe it is. And that is sponsored by a group that has a bunch of philanthropies, Walmart, Strata, and others. And they are going to be awarding approximately 8 to 12 proposals of about $1.5 million or so to try to advance the notion of the use of these credentials in the skills-based hiring and advancement community. Thank you.
Yes, I'm not sure how many of you on this call are as knee-deep in those as I am, Phil knows, but yes, we are all, it is November 8th, and I have a little clock that's telling me how many minutes until those are due. When they are finished and when those demonstration projects have been awarded, I think it would be really great for this community to have maybe someone from Skills Forward come and kind of talk about what that process was like and what they saw, because this really is about scale and being able to take the projects that have been, you know, we've been doing a lot of work in the last couple of years. Things have really started to, like, that flywheel, you can sort of see it starting to turn. These demonstration projects are really going to accelerate both adoption and scalability. So it'll be interesting to see, maybe hear from them, in this, you know, in the late winter, early spring as that work is going. That would be great, Phil. Yes, we will look forward to that. Anybody else with an announcement or reminder? Charles, go ahead. I think you're still muted, Charles.
Oh, hi. The DIF hackathon is going on, and there are some informational sessions scheduled that could be helpful as part of that as well. I'll put a link.
That would be great. Thank you. And Harrison?
Yeah, I'll just preview the upcoming topics that we'll have. So in November, we'll have Manu to talk about the true age verification, you know, how he got that to be adopted by the state of California. And then after that, on November 14th, we'll have Daniel and Rai to talk about Open Wallet Foundation's updates. And then the week after that, on the 21st, we'll have Sophia to present on DID technology assessments in healthcare. And then lastly, we got Dimitri here to talk about verifiable governance on the November 28th. So that's just a quick preview of what's coming.
It's going to be a great month of talks. Naomi, who is not here today, I will make an announcement on her behalf. And that is that the Velocity Network Foundation is hosting a couple of very, elementary, talks for those who are interested in the education cluster. I think when Velocity came to speak to this group, they were talking a lot about some of the healthcare and banking work that they had done. But now they're definitely sort of a new focus on education credentials and actually bringing in some of the credential standards that I think are familiar to this group, the Open Badge and the CLR, and how they can be, they have a very interesting credential model with level one and level two credentials. And so I don't even know that's a little advanced for, I think, what's going to be covered in these information sessions. But I just put a link to that in case you think that that's something that you might be interested in finding out a little bit more about what they're doing. So. Any other announcements and reminders? All right. Well, I'd like to sort of open it up with one more thing, which is around work items or things that people are working on with work items. If you want to give us a quick update, or if you have something that you are interested in, and you want to sort of pose it to this group, since we have just a couple of minutes before we need to end, I will go ahead and open that up. This is an open meeting, and so you can really bring anything to the table you'd like. Dimitri.
Thanks for this question. This is great. I'd love to hear what CCG related stuff people are working on. I'm working on a couple of things. One is continuing to work on the render method specification for verifiable credentials, which, if you're not familiar with it, is a reserved property in the VC data model, where issuers can put hints or requests on what the credential should look like. And it's a CCG work item. So work is gearing up on that, at our team at, DCC. And the other thing, working on, with Phil and some others is, both the specification, but specifically the implementation of linking verifiable credentials to other credentials and to external assets, using essentially a hash link method, which is just a URL and then another property that is the digest hash. Now that digest SRI is part of the verifiable credentials data model spec. And the other thing I'm working on is how to represent groups and organizations using DIDs than VCs, right? So specifically group membership. Given that we're using DIDs for so often to represent companies, government agencies, and so on, the question becomes, how do I use something like DIDs and VCs to represent membership in a group for purposes of authorization, but more importantly, for purposes of attribution and signing? Meaning, how do I sign as my university? How do I sign as the department if I'm the department head? And how do I have a DID that's just for a role? And how do I sign as that role for the organization which has its own DID? So that sort of thing.
Great. That actually is really interesting. I hadn't even thought about that. So one, I'm interested in that, but I think you know, I'm very interested in the render method stuff. So how would I or somebody else who's on this call connect with you about, you know, participating in that work?
Yeah. So let me post the link to the spec and my email. And also feel free to connect with me on Signal or something else. But yes, let's send an email. So one second, let me render method.
Thank you. And Phil, while he's putting those links in, your turn.
Sure, thank you. Plus one to Dimitri's tremendous help along with Golda Velez on the link claims. We actually have funding at this point from the Gates Foundation to build a web app to enable individuals to make self-asserted credentialist statements about a third party, either directly to another credential and with the hashlink binding that Dimitri was talking about, or to an ID property within the credential to be more granular and specific about the recommendation. So that's exciting. But I wanted to mention another thing that's also been put forward, and that is the notion of a narrative credential, so that you could imagine, if you will, a narrative that's a text story that you're presenting that describes yourself and your capabilities, but using links, in this case hash links, to other credentials in your wallet that have the justification or corroboration of the statement you're making in the narrative. So it's much like one would write a paper and have citations at the back of the paper. This is the same idea, except with multiple credentials being bound together with these link claims. So when they are sent as a presentation, the structure remains and the recipient can choose to follow those if, as you've outlined it or not. This all leading towards the notion of a credential-based resume. Thanks.
And where is that work being done? Is that...
That work at the moment is being done in part through the HR Open Standards Group. They have a resume group that is chaired by a fellow named Andrew Consolo, and it is being sponsored in part by T3, and we believe we will be getting some additional funding to help move that forward.
Great. That is, I'm very interested in that as well. That's great. All right, Charles.
Are the VeriPal credentials for Education Task Force that the PlugFest 3 with JFF Labs is in completion and credentials are being issued? And it may have already been mentioned, but the participant videos are online, and that's the status of that.
Thanks, Charlie. And yeah, highly recommend of people who are interested what the current sort of state of the art in credential wallet looks like, that the participant videos are a good snapshot or intersection.
Yes. Thanks, Dimitri. I was muted while I was asking Charles if you had a link to
the
place where people can go and watch those videos. I know I have it buried somewhere, but if you had it handy.
I think just posted. I think Charles just posted it, yep.
Great, thank you. Okay. Well, I really enjoyed this time getting to know everyone today, and I know it will be great on future calls to be able to have a little bit more information about what you do in your background as we're making connections between the speakers that we have signed up to present to us. I'll give the queue one last minute to see if anybody has anything that they really want to add. And then I will let everyone go for today, and we will look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks, everybody.
It's getting really...